This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Two people died in a plane crash near Dothan Saturday. Philip and Cheryl Porter of Somerville, South Carolina, were killed when their twin-engine Beechcraft went down. Porter had diverted from Grand Strand Airport due to stormy conditions. The plane was traveling more than 250 miles per hour when it hit the ground in a heavily wooded area. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. We have much more on this story on our website. A girl is recovering after she was bitten by a 12-foot alligator at Lake Waccamaw Friday. The alligator was initially thought to only be about 6 to 7 feet long, but wildlife officers confirmed it was much larger. A relative shot the gator and drove it off and helped identify the animal when wildlife officers found it on Saturday and euthanized it. Lake Waccamaw Police Chief Scott Hyatt said there's no danger to swimmers in the lake, but advised that anyone enjoying the water should be aware of their surroundings. It is illegal to harass or feed alligators. A former Bladen County School Board member has been jailed under multiple counts of child sex abuse. Keith Edward Locklear, age 31, was released on a $20,000 unsecured bond. He lives in Clarendon, but previously lived in Bladen County. He was charged with indecent liberties with a minor, sexual battery, and assault on a child under 12. The charges were filed as a result of an investigation in Bladen and Columbus counties. We have more on this story on our website. More than $4,000 in damage were reported after someone intentionally vandalized a cornfield near Whiteville over the weekend. The owner of the property said around 3 acres of corn were destroyed. Detectives are searching for the driver who allegedly killed a puppy on purpose while speeding on a Whiteville area roadway Sunday. The driver of the SUV was caught on surveillance camera when he allegedly intentionally ran over the puppy in the Angeles Court community. He was driving a high rate of speed at the time. The puppy was killed in front of the victim's residence. County commissioners tonight will be asked to approve new municipal tax collection agreements. Lake Waccamaw, Chabrin, and Whiteville are not entering into new contracts with the county. Strong storms brought as much as 3 inches of rain to Columbus on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Some nuisance flooding in the usual spots was reported in Whiteville and elsewhere. We're going to be missing those cool rains later on this week, folks. We're going to be looking at heat indices over 100. Legislators on both sides of the aisle in Raleigh are calling foul after a Wake County representative tweeted from the No Kings rally Saturday. Representative Julie Von Hafen shared video of a beheaded effigy of Donald Trump and a picture of a guillotine. Officials criticized her for encouraging political violence, especially since the video was shared shortly after two Minnesota elected officials were shot and killed on Friday. Van Hafen has since disabled her social media accounts. Speaker of the House Dustin Hall said he is looking into what disciplinary actions could be taken against her. Also in the legislature, Senate Bill 205 appears to have favorable support and could be on its way to approval. The bill shifts authority over developments like the controversial Old Lake Road proposal from local authorities to the state. Critics say the change could prevent property owners from having a say in new development and subject the process to political influence. Whiteville Police and Whiteville Nutrition postponed the Shakes and Teas event that was set for today. The event will be held at a later date. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.